They're going to be here in a couple days. They're taking over Ravinia on Thursday night. Sugarland, it's going to be great to have them back in the Chicagoland area. But hey, good morning. It's US 99, and were you there on Saturday? We posted so many videos, so many pics. It was amazing. Keith Urban, hands down, gosh, just killed it on Saturday night. But I got to tell you, Kelsea Ballerini is like, I call her the queen, you call her the princess. She is like the next big thing in the country music scene.
And more importantly, she's just a really, really nice person, a really down-to-earth, genuine person. You can tell, we actually have she's playing Translating Tristan at 7:25 this morning. If you don't love her already, you're going to fall in love with her even more because her reaction is just priceless. But she did something on Saturday that was one of those like really, really dumb moments. And it's so refreshing to have a celebrity do that because everyday folks like you and me, we do it all the time.
Yeah, we do it all the time. So 312-946-4995. Kelsea, she walked out of her tour bus and she had this huge grin on her face while she was walking towards us. And she told us this.
You guys, I'm so embarrassed.
Uh-oh. What happened?
My Dove deodorant and my Dove hairspray look similar and I wasn't focused. Uh-huh. And I just doused my entire head in invisible Dove deodorant.
I have to do it.
I smell like an armpit.
Oh, it smells delicious, actually.
You smell like a good armpit.
Okay.
Like a good one.
Like, okay. Well.
New nicknames for Kelsea. Deodorant
Dovehead,
head.
Dovehead,
right. I think I'm done.
That's it. We're done.
Those are good.
Yeah. So, Dove, if you're looking for a new endorsement, let us introduce you to Kelsea Ballerini.
Who knew hairspray could smell this good?
Multi-purpose deodorant.
Now, right off the bat, hilarious, right? But I got to say, number one, it was so cool because Kelsea didn't have to tell us this. That's how down-to-earth and just fun of a girl she really is, because majority of girls throughout the Chicagoland area, they probably wouldn't say that because it's very, very embarrassing.
We would have known something was up, but like her hair smelled like baby powder. You know, like,
would you have noticed? I wouldn't have noticed.
I don't know. I mean, but either way, 312-946-4995. Dumb things that you've done in your life. Come on now, Kelsea Ballerini's not the only one.
What's your story? Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. 99.5 US 99
Buffalo 7:15. We have tickets for you to go check out Miranda and Little Big Town. They're going to be here on Saturday out in Tinley once again. So make sure you're listening to check that out. But hey, good morning. It's 6:44 right now. Styles and Roman at US 99. And over the weekend on Saturday, Kelsea Ballerini. If you were there, if you saw videos and pics up on social media, you know she was amazing. She brought out Morgan Evans, but she also brought out a huge smile when she was leaving her tour bus.
Yeah, because she confided in us that instead of hairspray, she had grabbed her aerosol can of deodorant and sprayed it all over her hair. So she thought deodorant was hairspray. It made for a very interesting smell of her hair, but dumb things happen to celebrities, not just everyday folks like us.
Yeah, so 312-946-4995. Come on, let's laugh with you. We're not going to laugh at you. We're going to laugh with you this morning about some dumb things you've done.
We may laugh actually at you a little bit, but good morning,
just
Erica.
Just a little bit.
From Oak Lawn, what's your dumb moment?
Well, I was at a hotel and thinking they had shampoo and conditioner for me. The third day, I was wondering why my hair was so greasy, and I realized it was lotion I was putting in my hair for 3 days.
So the best part is you did it one day, the third day it finally clicked?
Yeah. Well, I did a lot of drinking on that trip. So.
There you go. Then who cares what your hair looks like?
Exactly.
So we've all done embarrassing things, right? Like, I'm even going to put it up in quotes, and I'm blonde, so don't get mad. Like, that, you have that blonde moment. Like, Kelsea Ballerini, she definitely had it over the weekend. She walked out of her tour bus with this big old smile on her face because before she walked off the bus, she accidentally grabbed her deodorant spray. She thought it was hairspray, sprayed it all over her hair, and then realized it and came outside. And again, she didn't have to tell us.
Yeah.
She was just joking about herself, man. Sometimes we mess up.
She was a great sport about it. 312-946-4995. We're looking for your dumb moments. Good morning, Gigi from Plainfield. What's yours?
Well, I always do dumb things, but the first thing that came to mind was my brother. He just started dating my now sister-in-law. And I guess he was, like, going to freshen up in her bathroom for some reason, which I think is weird to begin with. But her mom always had her niece and nephew over, and they were babies. And he used diaper rash cream, thinking that it was toothpaste.
Ooh.
And so he just squirted it straight in his mouth. And then it, like, smears when it gets wet because it's supposed to be waterproof. So it was not coming out, and it was a huge disaster. He's probably going to kill me for calling the radio and saying that. But
I've used diaper cream on my son Tristan before. That should not be in your mouth. Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's like a teeth whitener. Maybe we don't know about this yet, guys.
Maybe he's onto something.
So let's see, we're about 13 minutes away before someone's going to be happy. Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, they're going to be here Saturday night at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley, and we have tickets for you on the 15s all day once again today.
We do, and also Kelsey Ballerini, we're very, very excited. She plays translating Tristan, and she's adorable in it. That is going to be at 7:25. But speaking of Kelsey Ballerini, over the weekend we caught up with her at the Keith Urban Show, and she pulled an oops moment where she had taken a can of aerosol deodorant and thought it was hairspray, and she sprayed the deodorant all up in her hair.
Let's let Kelsey describe what really happened.
You guys, I'm so embarrassed.
What happened?
My Dove deodorant and my Dove hairspray look similar, and I wasn't focused, and I just doused my entire head in invisible Dove deodorant.
I have to do it.
I smell like an armpit.
Well, it smells delicious, actually.
You smell like a good armpit.
Okay.
Like a good one.
Like, okay. Well.
New nicknames for Kelsey. Deodorant
head. Dove head.
Dove head, right. I think I'm done.
That's it. We're done.
Those are good.
Yeah. So, Dove, if you're looking for a new endorsement, let us introduce you to Kelsey Ballerini.
Who knew hairspray could smell this good?
Multi-purpose deodorant.
So, if you have some Dove spray laying around the house, ladies, feel free, dudes, if you put some hairspray on the hair, go ahead. If Kelsey Ballerini is doing it, it must be cool, right? Everybody should be doing it.
No, nobody should be doing it. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Rachel from Lockport. What is your dumb moment?
Well, I was like 9, and we used to have to recite these little things at church for Christmas, and I forgot what mine was, and my cousins and my brother were in the front row making faces and laughing at me, so I started crying because I was embarrassed. So I ran off the stage, and I fell down like 4 stairs in front of like everybody.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Miranda Lambert tickets, Little Big Town. Yes, you want to go. We're about 3 minutes away on the 15s all day today. Free at the 15. Miranda, Little Big Town, Saturday night out in Tinley Park. But good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And come on, it always happens, right? You always have. I can say it because I'm a blonde. And if you're a blonde, you agree with me. You have those blonde moments where you're like, oh my gosh, why? What? What did I just do? What did I just say?
Yeah, not just everyday folks like us. Kelsey Ballerini took a bottle of deodorant spray and sprayed it in her hair thinking it was hairspray.
Hey, guess what, Kelsey? It wasn't hairspray. It was your spray deodorant.
Yeah, absolutely. But good morning to Lisa from Joliet. Give us your dumb moment.
Oh, guys. Well, I'm blonde, so I have them pretty often, I will admit. But this is one of my family's favorite stories that they still bring up about. I was on my way home from school with my sister, and we were coming down the block in high school, and my neighbors always had this lawn care service at their house like once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it was long day at school. We were coming down the block, and I see it, and I'm like, Dependable is Dependable Lawn Care Service. And I just,
wait, how did you pronounce it at first?
That's how I said it. I literally said it out loud. I was like, Dependable. Like, what is that? What is that word?
You know, can we call you back any morning? We need a good laugh because I feel like you're going to be very dependable for that.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
So we're talking about Kelsey Ballerini this morning. Hey, it's Styles and Roman at US 99. And speaking of Kelsey, she is going to be battling it out. Translating Tristan is coming up in about 3.5 minutes.
And it is our most adorable one yet because Kelsey's reaction is priceless. But Kelsey also had kind of a blonde moment over the weekend where she sprayed deodorant in her hair thinking it was hairspray.
And Kelsey, it wasn't. But the fun thing was Kelsey was walking out of her tour bus. Like, she didn't have to tell us. She's just down to earth. Hey, every once in a while, we do stupid things. And when you talk about it, it's just funny. So we're not going to laugh at you. We're going to laugh
at you. Anthony, good morning from Tinley Park. What was your dumb moment?
Well, I don't drink any longer, and this is part of the reason, but back when I did used to drink, me and this girl were out drinking, a friend, and a real good friend, and I mean, we were really, really wasted. I'm talking puke, everything, bad night, wake up to go to work on like 2 hours of sleep, completely hungover at her parents' house, and I go into her spare bathroom, and I think I find a bottle of mouthwash.
Uh-oh.
And when I put it in my mouth to rinse it out, it turned out to be bath oil.
Oh.
Ew.
That must have been disgusting.
Okay, how about trying to get the taste of that last night out of your mouth, of that drink and that heavy nastiness, and then you put bath oil on top of it. That's probably one of the worst experiences of my drunk life.
Now I know why you quit drinking, man. Good decision.
You see, yeah, because that was just scratching the surface. But yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, that's the only family-friendly story you have, right?
Yeah, that's all I can share with you.